Welcome to the Pastor and Intern Podcast. My name is Eric. I'm the pastor on the podcast. I'm here with Will, the intern. Will, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Will,
doing
good.
I say that every week. It's just fun.
My life is just perfect. I'm doing great.
Do you feel like the intern lately?
Do I feel like the intern?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I would say no.
No?
No. I bet you do not feel like an intern.
I feel like, you know what? I'm not going to answer. I'm not going to say that.
Because if you think about it, all the stuff that you're doing. So Will's doing 110% effort.
Well, okay?
Usually, and it's not his fault, but usually he's around 40-45% effort. Not because that he doesn't have things to do, but he has way more things to do now than you used to. So I feel like you didn't.
Yes, we have definitely amped it up, but it's okay.
It's not a slight.
I don't know.
It's not a slide.
I guess I need to get it together then on my normal day-to-day
routine. No, that's not it. I don't give you anything to do. That's the thing. It's more of an indictment of me than you.
I don't say that too loud. I like my job. Jeez, I'd like to keep it.
I like it too, but
Eric gives me adequate enough things to do.
Right, but you also have school to do as well.
Yes, I do.
So
I do.
So
yeah, that's fun.
Now, does that mean you're only giving 60% effort to your school?
Probably.
That's probably
like a fair 60-30.
Yeah, it's probably pretty fair.
Yeah, that's about it.
How you doing, Jenna?
I'm doing good, considering the circumstances of the world.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So, Jenna, how was your Easter?
It was pretty good. Didn't really do much of anything.
You didn't go find eggs or
eat? I baked cupcakes. That's like homemade chocolate cupcakes.
You didn't even bring us any?
They ate them all a bit. You ate them all.
No, we still have some.
What?
Wow.
Sorry. Wow. I didn't think about it.
We weren't even thought of.
It's okay.
It's all right.
I forgot they were there.
Will, how was your Easter?
There was leftovers.
It was good. I mean, obviously, it's a lot different than it normally is. But
yeah.
The funny thing about that is Easter is normally one of the busiest days of the year for us because there's so much stuff going on.
Yeah.
So it was like that again, but then again.
But in a different way, though.
In a completely different way. Yeah. And it probably wasn't. We've gotten a little bit better at the things we're doing.
Yeah.
So it's making it a little bit easier for us. And I'm telling you, I've told probably multiple of us in this room, but we're going to get to this point where we're actually good at what we're doing. We're good now, right? We have a great media director who's sitting right here looking at this TV right here. Who's doing a great job up there.
Should have a camera right here.
I know. He needs to have a camera on him so he can flip it to himself. Anyways. But we're going to get to the point where we're, like, really good at what we're doing, and then all this stuff's going to end. And it's going to be like, oh, well, dang. And then when we're in this in 20 years again, we'll do it again.
I'll be 50.
Is that prophecy right there?
All right, let me ask you a question before we get started. What is y'all's opinion of the food Peeps?
Like the candy, like the Peeps?
The marshmallow.
I hate them.
You hate them?
I hate marshmallows.
Oh. Marshmallows in general, it's not just Peeps?
So you're not, like, a s'mores fan, or...?
The only time I'll eat them is if it's on a s'mores.
Wow.
Just because there's so much chocolate and graham cracker to kind of counteract.
Okay.
Yeah.
But just like marshmallow by itself, or even roasted, or even like just a marshmallow and chocolate, nah.
So like, it's not that you prefer one Peep over the other, it's that you just don't like marshmallows.
I just don't like marshmallows.
Are there different kind of Peeps?
Yeah. So you have... So you have the yellow traditional ducks, right? They have the ducks. And then you have purple, I think it's purple and pink rabbits.
Okay. And blue. There's blue.
Okay.
And blue. Yeah.
And white.
And white.
God. Pretty sure.
For Jenna not to like marshmallows.
I pay attention in the grocery stores, I guess.
She knows a lot about Peeps.
Oh, my gosh.
And you walk in the grocery store, they're just, like, all there.
She's the person that walks past the display and tips it over. She's like, no.
Dang it. Get rid of them.
This is trash. What about you, Will?
I mean, I like them. I don't know that I eat them that often, but I like Peeps.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the last time I ate one.
Did you eat them yesterday? Is that why you're asking?
No, I did not.
Oh, you're just curious.
I'm just asking.
So, I'm curious. Did your daughter get to wake up to some sort of Easter eggs like you told us about last week?
She did. So, a church family came the night before, and they filled our whole yard full of Easter eggs. Like, we're talking
I saw the pictures of them. Jeez.
And I wish I had been outside with my phone recording it, because Charlotte was like, what happened? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't even know.
You need to go and figure it out.
I have no
clue.
And
she would run from the door to the road and pick up one close to the road and then bring it back and drop it in the bucket. And a couple times she did that, she would run and step on an egg, and then it would explode.
Like, so when did they do that?
Saturday
just
night.
In the middle of the night?
Saturday night around 8, 7, between 7:30 and 8, I think.
Oh, so y'all just weren't allowed to go outside?
No, we're social distancing, Will. We can't go outside.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, after they got done, you didn't go check it out?
No.
Did you know they were there?
Yeah, they texted me and told me. Now, what's funny about that is that they weren't all regular Easter eggs, so a bunch of them were, but then you had some that were camouflage. Those were hard to find. There was also some that were, like, animals. Someone was a toucan.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
There were some turtles. Some were, like, footballs and baseballs. Obviously, they're egg-shaped. But,
right.
You know, things like that.
So, was there anything inside the eggs?
No. Praise the Lord.
What?
My child is an addict.
I'm telling you.
So, we're using candy to potty train our kid.
Should have put...
Nice.
And so, I'm surprised all the teeth haven't rot out of her head.
Does that mean it's working then?
It does work. So, she's going on her own now. Right? So, well, I don't have to ask her. I ask anyway because it's a habit. But Julie's like, stop asking. She's a big girl. And I'm like, sorry. She's two. We've done this for a year. But now she just goes. And she can hold it now. Used to, it would fall out of her like a bucket. But now she can hold it. And she'll just go pee. And then she's like, candy. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right, great.
All right, here we go.
I don't know that I don't like Peeps. This is the real conversation I want to have, so I'm coming back to it.
Okay.
I don't know that I really like Peeps because I don't like it when my food is chewy, but I feel like I have to peel it. Does that make sense? Like when I bite the head off of a Peep, I feel like it peels. Like it peels off instead of just one solid bite.
Yes, it does. Like you have to pull it.
Yeah. I don't like my chewy food to be something I have to pull apart to eat. It's weird. Like it should just like disintegrate.
I've never thought
mouth.
About that but in my entire life.
I have to say, after this Easter, I have much more respect for homemade food because I like homemade potato salad for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good. And then also like homemade cupcakes and everything. And that took. The potato salad took me all afternoon Saturday, and then those stupid cupcakes took me like 2.5 hours yesterday.
That's all you've done.
And I was like, my parents were taking a nap yesterday afternoon, and I was just in the kitchen the entire time.
You're slaying away in this cupcake.
I was like, okay, I have more respect for this now.
It takes me forever to cook anything. I don't know if that's just me, but I look at the clock, it's like, it's been an hour, and I've made nothing.
My favorite type of meat is ham.
Yeah,
and we had ham yesterday.
I hate ham.
Oh my goodness,
I like a good salted ham.
No,
like
I'm the opposite.
Cut off the big,
ew,
like a big ham. But I will not under any circumstances open a package of pre-cut ham and eat that.
That's
disgusting.
All I eat. That
junk.
Is all I eat on my sandwiches. Oh, I love ham. And we had like that honey ham, and it was
no.
In, like, this
that's like the that's like one of the meats
with,
that I hate.
With like brown sugar on the top of it. Oh my!
I can't.
Goodness.
I don't even like saying ham. Like I'm just. I don't even like that.
I'm
at
like.
All.
I'm not a picky eater, but I am with meat for some
so
reason.
So what do y'all eat on? Like,
I'm super picky with
obviously,
meat.
Obviously, I eat turkey.
Thanksgiving, you eat turkey, but Christmas, you eat turkeys too.
Yeah.
No, my family eats chili on Christmas.
So we're
really. We should have talked about
they
that.
They eat what?
Chili.
We make. My dad makes chili on Christmas.
Y'all did steaks one year.
Blown
didn't
away, you? Yeah, we did. We did steaks 2 years ago.
All about this unconventional
but no,
Christmas dinner.
I lived in a pretty privileged family growing up, so we had a ham and a turkey.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, because
privilege. Is that are you like in the upper class?
I feel like you are because I feel like you have one option or the other.
Sure. Oh, you're saying you have both at the same
yes,
meal?
Yes. The table. There's a big turkey and a big ham in the middle, and
oh,
I'm
no.
like, I'm
no,
gonna eat a slice
that.
Of turkey because I respect my mother, but I'm gonna eat the majority of this turkey now and for the next 3 or 4 days.
Just
like,
I respect.
If you keep
mother.
Wondering why I keep looking around, there was a grasshopper that walked.
It is
somewhere over
it's
here.
It's right over here.
Okay.
It's massive. Serious?
I was for. It walked right under me.
I saw it. I saw it, and I was like, yeah. So.
I've been freaking out this whole time because I saw it walk right here, and I keep.
Yeah, it's
I'm
walking.
Scared it's gonna
it's
jump
not
on
jumping.
Me.
It's walking.
Where is it at?
I don't know. I can't see
I'm
it.
I'm scared it's gonna
it
jump on
It walked over
me.
Here somewhere.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's like seeing a
shark
fin in water.
To I was gonna say something to you, but you were in the middle of talking though. I didn't want to interrupt.
Well, dang.
It's pretty big. You'll know when you see it.
Yeah.
Well, I can't
I'm
see
scared
it.
It's gonna
it
jump on me out of nowhere.
It's got to be somewhere over there because I can't see it.
But you saw it after it walked.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that she saw it, but I was like. my eyes got really big. I was like.
I keep looking for it. I'm scared it's going to jump on me all of a sudden.
Anyway, now that we're thoroughly distracted by Peeps and grasshoppers.
Yeah, so.
Well, how do they even get in here?
I don't know.
Probably through. Sometimes that door will get stuck, so maybe it gets in that one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, so
who knows? We'll see. So how was doing Easter, like watching it online? Do you think was it?
Well, let's ask Jenna because she's really the only one that did watch it. Because we were doing
that's true.
It.
So how was it watching? I know you said you had internet problems, but
yeah,
despite
that was the main thing. I mean, we enjoyed it. We got up, we made waffles, which were really good waffles and bacon, chilling there with our coffee and waffles and bacon in the living room, watching it on the TV.
So what I've learned from our conversation so far is that we need to go to your house to eat well.
Yeah, I know. Eating
cupcakes,
well at Jenna's.
Waffles.
The personal trainer's house is the one that's having the cupcakes and the and the waffles and the potato salad.
Oh, that's funny. But yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, it was good. We enjoyed it. It was definitely weird and different, but it was nice that my hair has not been washed in several days, and I was in pajamas all day long. So,
that's what's up.
It wasn't too bad, other than, like I said, we had internet problems a little bit, but you can't really do anything about that.
Yeah. So what did you watch? What did you watch, a service or something?
So I watched ours, obviously. Yeah. And then I watched J.D. Greer's service at the Summit Church.
Mm-hmm. Did you see, because I shared it again.
I didn't. That, I saw it, but I didn't watch it yet.
Oh,
it's on my list of watch things.
It was phenomenal.
Today.
They did a great job.
But it was really good because they were singing some song, and then they had a Zoom call with a whole choir. And they sang a song. And then it went right into Jesus Paid It All. And I was like, I will cry right here. Don't you even test me right now. I will cry in this service. But it was good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
I found myself in this season we're in. So I watched the service as well, right? Our service. But I actually like do church, if you will. So go through the motions with another church's service.
Yeah.
Not that ours is bad or anything, but only because I've probably seen it already like three or
it's
four times.
Because we're so involved in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That, and I'm not a huge fan of watching myself. And so I'm like, I'm going to watch through it.
Me.
But for me to actually go through the motions, I'm going to do
something.
Yeah,
it was very awkward yesterday
already.
When I was like singing on the TV. I'm like, I'm just going to scroll on Instagram.
But I think it went well. I think it went well.
Yeah, I do too.
So we ask this question every week. Is your life any different? Because of the whole COVID-19, has anything changed? Is your life any different?
Not really.
No.
I mean,
going a slight more insane, but you know.
Yeah, I can tell that my wife is not thrilled with the way that this is going.
Going to the grocery store puts me in a very angry mood.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you have to wait now.
You have to wait, yeah. It took her like 15 minutes to get into a grocery store.
Oh, not in Kroger.
No, not in Piggly Wiggly.
We went to Kroger.
Right on in.
No.
She's went to Kroger because of that reason.
She's a neighborhood market type of gal.
We usually are. We usually go to the small Walmart. But
that's
when they did
up.
That rule, and me and my mom always go together to the grocery store, because even when we go in Kroger, though, just so we both can go in at the same time, and also because we have to shop for my grandma. So my mom will get all of our stuff, and I'll get my grandma's list and go a separate way and get all my grandma's stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it cracks me up. I was in Piggly Wiggly. I don't know when it was. Maybe Saturday. I think it was Saturday. Anyways, and you walk around, right? You walk around these grocery stores, and you see people who wear masks and gloves.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, you're just missing the whole point. Like, you're missing. Like, I saw
a
video.
It makes me so angry.
I saw a video with people who are wearing gloves, and they were like, you know, you're still cross-contaminating everything.
Exactly.
You would have to change. Like, I went
you
through.
You have to change the gloves out every time you touch something.
Yeah. I went to a in a drive-thru, and they were wearing gloves as they took my card. And I was like, this doesn't help. Maybe it helps you a little bit, but you can't touch anything else because you're literally contaminating the food.
I saw somebody with two masks on, two. Yeah. And then I saw somebody walk by that had it pulled down, like, under their chin. And I'm like, why are you wearing it?
Yeah.
If you're going to pull it down.
It can still get in through, like, your nose, I guess, probably even your
eyes.
Yeah,
because some people that have gone and gotten the ones where it's like, they may have gotten it from like a hardware store or something for it's like whenever you're doing construction or painting, something.
Yeah.
And they won't have it over their nose. They just have it over their mouth. And I'm like, that's not doing anything.
If you're walking around wearing a hazmat suit, then I respect you. I respect you.
I really wish that they made some sort of face mask that was like Darth Vader's mask. You know? That covers you like here.
My brother has a Darth Vader helmet. I should just start wearing
it. You should. But seriously, though, if they made them like some sort of style or something, I might be into that. But until then, so
stylish mask.
Is it so? I think the real question is Is the person in the drive-thru or at the grocery store wearing a mask and gloves for their own
probably.
Self? Or are they wearing it to make you feel better?
For themselves,
it's probably
sure.
a mixture of both. I'm sure
I think
it's
the people
more
at the
drive-thru
are trying to make
themselves.
You feel better.
Yeah. yeah. But yeah, the ones in stores are definitely for themselves.
That same thing happened to us on Saturday. We went through a drive-thru somewhere and they had gloves on and I just laughed.
You're not doing anything.
My mom,
literally not accomplishing anything.
Me and my mom got out of the car and this like older man was like getting in his truck like two parking spots down from us and he just like stared us down like the ugliest, like meanest stare. I guess because we didn't have masks on or something.
Did you wave at him?
No, but I stared at him.
It reminds me of that.
I was like, dude, what's your problem?
I don't know why this just reminded me of this, but it reminds me of that Office episode where they're in the hotel at, oh goodness, it's not, maybe it is Jim and Pam's wedding. And Michael is, he doesn't have a room. And so he's in like the, with the vending machines. And so he like has his long pants or whatever on top of the ice machine. And somebody walks in to get ice. And he turns around and just looks at him and he's like, take a picture, it'll last longer. You jerk. And then walks out. Oh, what a show. So the president keeps talking about, and people keep talking about, reopening the country. So I was just curious, y'all's opinion, when do you think the country will be able to reopen, or what do you think that looks like?
Oh, man. Y'all? I think it looks similar to what we're doing right now.
Okay.
Personally, I don't know that we can just send everybody back into the world. I don't think that's a good idea. I think at some point economically, you have to start sending people back into the workforce because people will die eventually anyway. So you need to have people back into the workforce. Now, if you're of a certain age, if you have some sort of breathing problem, you probably need to stay home for a while, and that's just for your own goodness.
Right.
But I think, again, though, we've got to get back to a certain way of life, and that's not to... I'm trying to figure out how to say this. I don't want that to sound callous or I don't care about the people who are sick or dying, because I do. I'm not one of these people that's like, oh, it's just 3%. Like, that person, get out of here. Like, that's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
Like, they can go kick rocks, you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's more about, you know, if we want more people to survive in general, I think we've got to go back to some sort of real life. And I think it'll happen. I think it'll happen in, like, the middle of May. That's just my shot in the dark.
When we're completely normal, or
no,
when people start
getting back out.
Right.
Yeah, when they say, hey, you can't get in large groups.
Right.
You still can't go back to school, but you can get out.
Right. Now, obviously, it's important for us to note that none of us are scientists or know anything different.
I am not
right?
Dr. Fauci.
So when we make comments, we don't know what's going to happen,
know.
Right? This is just our informed guess.
Shot in the dark.
So just in case somebody just joined. But I agree with you, and I think that's an important note because I've heard the same thing about Trump making the point that we're going to reopen the country and people thinking, oh, well, there's going to be more people who die and things of that nature. But I think you're right, and I've heard him say it, that when he's talking about reopening the country, in our minds we think, well, that just means everything's going to go back to normal.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it is right off the bat. People may be able to go back to work to make money to stimulate the economy.
Yeah.
But I don't know that.
I think September, October is the more realistic.
When we're back
to normal.
Because if you go back to normal now, you're going to be in the same thing in June or July when it just sparks back up.
Yeah.
So it's better to use this, as much as none of us like it, it's better to take the time.
I was going to say, I also think that if we try to continue like isolating and staying like this for too much longer, like if it just like keeps going, people are going to get so hard headed enough.
Yeah, and they won't care.
That they're all going to start coming out anyway.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're pretty American that way.
So,
And some people are doing that anyway.
They really are.
I was in Family Dollar the other day, and it was a mom and I guess her daughter. She was an older woman, so her daughter was older as well. And she was like, "Make sure you stay 6 feet away." She was like, "Oh, I don't care." Blah blah blah.
No, I'll tell you what was the, this is kind of off on a tangent, but one of like the dumbest things that my brother told me the other day. So he works for a company that stocks, he's like a vendor for Lowe's department stores, basically. He goes and stocks molding for a molding company. So he doesn't work for Lowe's, but he works in Lowe's stores.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. So, you know, people will come up to him all the time and ask him questions like, do you work here? And he's like, no, I don't. Like, I can't really help you. Can't answer any questions. And he said people now, it's like adults will be in there with their children.
Yeah.
And the adult will have a mask and gloves on, but the kid has no protection at all.
Yeah, it's
and the parent will stand like at the end of the aisle and yell at their kids to go up to my brother and ask him a question. That's because ridiculous. they themselves won't get close to him, but yet will send their six-year-old kid
right
to go ask him a question.
It's crazy because they could be the carrier.
Exactly.
So why?
And the kid's wearing no protection, no nothing. He's just like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah. Yeah, that's just the world we live in. It's
pretty crazy. Pretty
but
crazy.
As Americans, isn't it in our blood to be like, yeah, you can't tell me what to do? Like, literally, that's who we are as a people.
It is.
Like, that's how we're a country, is we literally said, you know, we don't like that. We're going to do our own
thing.
We're
going to do our own thing here.
Which is kind of shady. But, you know, it's whatever, you know? We're our own country now. We've been that way for like 200-something years, so.
We have. Do you know the exact date?
I don't.
Oh,
do you?
No, I don't know, but I do.
I love how you were about to criticize me. You were like,
Of what?
17 not a true something. American.
What is? When did we become independent? 1776?
Yeah. So that's...
Do the math. What are you... It's like 20 something.
200 and...
Not 20. 200.
230?
I can't do math in my head.
I don't know either.
You have a phone. Use your calculator.
I'm going to say 244.
Cool. Well, I'll go with it.
All right, go to the next topic. I'm Googling this.
Okay, so the reason I ask about the reopening, and I'm glad you talked about the freedom, because that's going to lead us into our next discussion, which is about government and religion. I thought you threw something.
I thought he was going to kill a bug.
241.
241? Look at that. You're almost close. Done. Anyways, but before we do that, we are sponsored by the CSB. So, Eric, why don't you... give us your best spiel for the CSB Bible before we jump in.
Sure. So the CSB Bible is a pretty unique translation. So I've been used to, years ago, I was used to using the Holman Christian Standard Bible, which was the HCSB. And so then they came out with the updated version, which is just the CSB. They dropped the H off. It is a more concise translation. They dropped off some of the wordiness of it. And so what they try to do with the CSB is they take the readability of the NIV. If you have an NIV, I think everyone's owned one NIV in their life. And if they haven't, when they're studying, they look it up. And it's really easy to read. But it's not as accurate. But if you look up the NASB, it's very wooden. It's very solid. It's so accurate that some of the sentences really don't make a whole lot of sense as far as English goes. So the CSB's goal is to get both of these concepts, mash them together, and have a beautiful baby called the Christian Standard Bible. The Christian Standard Bible is the most accurate and the most readable translation. Those two ideas together that you can have. It is a very dynamic translation of the Bible. Mm. And it's my favorite. So there you go.
Yeah, we need to make that more difficult for you.
I know, dude.
I don't know how, but
I need to. I need to learn more details. Like, I need the exact year that it came out. I need to know exactly how many words are in it.
They want to hire you as like a spokesperson.
Yeah,
got a phone. Start looking it up.
Don't try me. Eric's leaving the church. Why? He became a spokesperson for the CSB Bible.
What?
Doesn't make nearly the money.
No. No. I'm sure they.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so anyway, so we are going to transfer to a different topic. So we're going to talk about government and religion and sort of the relationship between these two. So there's a big sort of controversy going on right now with the Louisville governor, not the Louisville governor, the governor of Kentucky.
Yeah.
I don't think Louisville, the city, has a governor, right? It doesn't work that way. Does it?
Yeah.
No. Anyways, the governor of Kentucky has said that they were going to write down the license plates of those who go to an Easter service in order... because they said that if you go to an Easter service, you should quarantine 14 days afterwards. I think that's correct. 14 days afterwards. And they were going to check back up with you if they knew it was your license plate number, right? So people were not happy about that. There was another situation in California. There was a city in California. Their mayor said that they could not do a worship service, or people could not be singing and playing instruments or string instruments or anything because it was like you would... I guess when you're playing an instrument, you have to put your mouth on the instrument, so they don't want you spreading germs that way. So here's my question. Does the government have the right, have the constitutional right, to be able to tell churches whether or not they can meet or do anything in that sort of nature? Obviously, it's a very loaded question, so what do y'all think?
Very loaded question.
Do you think the Kentucky governor has the right to say, hey, you can't do that, and if you do that, there will be consequences? Or another example is the mayor in New York who said that we could permanently close.
Perma-ban.
the churches that continue to gather, right?
Yeah. I don't think what happened in Kentucky is necessarily wrong, because they're not flat out telling them you can't go and do it. They're more just making sure that they're quarantining, which is good, I guess, is safe. I mean, safety for all of them, since they were all gathered together.
Okay. Sure.
So,
you got any?
I don't know. I struggle because I feel like they're punishing people for expressing their religious freedom, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like there's several answers to your question.
Good.
But so the first one is no. It constitutionally, they cannot tell me that I can't go to church.
Right.
Okay. Now,
it's amendment.
On the flip side of that, though, they can't advise you. They can't advise you not to go to church. So, like we talked about in Tampa, about that crazy guy.
Yes.
Who
he went to jail.
That guy went to jail because he's not a smart person. So that's different, right? Like, that guy's blatantly being like, you know what, I'm going to do my own thing, and I don't care about anybody else. Basically, that's not even in the ballpark. Now, I don't know that it's as bad as what you said about the New York guy who's like, hey, you know, we're going to close these churches down for good. It's like, eh, you can't do that.
Yeah.
But I think, though, the problem with this idea of, hey, you know, does the government have the right to tell you to shut down your churches? I would say it's no, but I would also accompany the no with not yet. So I think that there's been a push over the last several years for the government to be able to control if we can go to church or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're okay with the fact, they've usually been okay with the fact that they just fall.
He sneezed.
So our media director, Bruce Callahan, sneezes really loud. And so I guess he had to sneeze.
That's hilarious.
And I just looked up and he was running out of the sound.
Well, I heard a noise and he wasn't there. And I was like, did he just fall? Do we need to check on him?
No, I assume he sneezed.
Okay, yeah, it's not yet, right? So I feel like at some point, because when Hillary Clinton was running in her presidential run, she said, I'm okay if you worship in a building, but do not bring the worship out of the building. Now, that's a rough generalization of what she said, but that's basically what she said. Like, I'm not quoting her word for word.
That's a rough, yeah.
But that's basically what she said, and sure, that scares me. Like, mm-hmm, that frightens me. The second part of that is that government officials have done things that are not within their power through the Constitution before, you know, like when George W. decided to declare war on terror. He didn't get anybody's permission to do that. He just declared it, like Michael Scott had declared the Brexit.
I declare.
Oh, wow.
Just declare.
So he decided to do that anyway.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what scares me more than someone saying, well, we're going to persecute you for going to church, or you can't go to church, or whatever.
Right.
It scares me more to think that someone can still do it without having the proper authority or power to do that.
Right. Well, and so I think there's a couple sides to this, right? I think, first off, Scripture tells us to, what?
That bat pulled my whole headset.
Oh, I thought it was the grasshopper.
And it pulled my head. I was like, sorry.
So I think there's a couple sides to this. I think, so you just lost all my train of thought.
Thought it was the grasshopper.
I did.
You were like,
people are going to be watching this and just looking for the grasshopper behind us. Anyways, so I think Christians have a responsibility to sort of obey the government leaders that are put there.
Exactly.
Place, right.
Yeah.
So why don't you read that to us in Romans?
Okay. So this is Romans 13.
Yes.
Let everyone submit to the governing authorities, since there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are instituted by God. So then, the one who resists the authority is opposing God's command, and those who oppose it will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you'll have its approval. For it is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, because it does not carry the sword for no reason. For it is God's servant, an avenger that brings wrath on the one who does wrong. Therefore, you must submit not only because of wrath, but also because of your conscience. And for this reason, you pay taxes. Since the authorities are God's servants, continually attending to these tasks, pay your obligations to everyone, taxes to those you owe taxes, tolls to those you owe tolls, respect to those who owe respect, and honor to those who you owe honor.
So the whole chapter?
No.
No. Okay.
No, it's
half. It's half.
So I think there's a couple things there we need to make sure we understand, right? So God is saying that he has instituted the government leaders that are above us.
Yeah.
And we follow them unless they're obviously leading us into sin, right?
Sure.
That's probably the biggest thing there.
Yeah.
So I do think that it is good for Christians to, because they're not, it's not as if the governor, or the, not the governor, but the government is saying, hey, don't meet, and it's singling out religious services in most places, right?
Yeah.
It's saying, hey, everyone, everywhere.
It's a general ban.
Yeah.
And they're doing it for our safety.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's important. So should churches be meeting right now? Probably not, right?
Right.
Because it is the safety of everyone in your congregation. So I think that's important to understand. Also, I'm trying to remember, this is why I need something to write things down with.
Well, I think also you've got to respect the authorities, right, that
mm-hmm.
have been put in place by God, whether you like them or not.
Yeah.
I think that's the key, right? Like, so think about it this way. So most people in our area love Donald Trump.
Right.
Let's be honest with that. I don't really care about the three of you.
He's done a fairly okay job right now.
Right. But I don't really care about what we think about him, because that's not the example that I'm going with here.
Okay.
But most people that we are around like him, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You say that?
Yes.
Okay. So now take Donald Trump out of the equation and put Obama in the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Are we reacting the same way? I think that's a question that we need to really consider, right? Because I would assume, again, this might be wrong, but I would assume that Obama would be doing the same type of thing, right?
Yeah.
It may not look the same. There may not be the same people that are helping him, but it would be about the same.
Sure.
And I just wonder in my heart of hearts if we would push back a little more on that solely because the person that's at the God-appointed position isn't someone that we overly like.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, and you respect the authority, not only because it's scripture-based, but you just respect the office, right? I mean, that guy, you said that multiple times. But that guy is the president of the United States, right? Like, if he was to, regardless if we agree with him or not, if he was to come stand here in front of us, we would respect
he's
who
pretty important
he is.
Person.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, he's a pretty big deal right now. Anyway, so I think that's important. I agree with you. So you answered my last question already about, is this a foreshadowing of the future? So is this a foreshadowing of what we may be seeing in a couple of years? And you answered that. You already touched on that. And I want to add to that, and only to say that I think we look at the Constitution as a living document.
Yeah.
Which basically means that we look at the Constitution as if we can sort of change it, and it means to us what we want it to mean, and not maybe what the founding fathers meant it to be.
Right.
And I think that's probably where you see a lot of this, where they think they can sort of change it and do what they will with it.
Yeah.
That's who we are, though, you know, as people.
It is.
I mean, we do it with the Bible, too. I mean, we're like, oh, well, I'm going to take this part out, or
right.
maybe ignore that part.
Yeah, and I think it's okay in certain aspects, but it's not okay when we get into... But the thing also, though, if we were to go against... Because it's in the same amendment as freedom of speech, right? Freedom of press, freedom of all these things.
Yeah.
So there would have to be a lot of... So I don't know that we're thinking, like, next year.
I don't know that it's close, but right. I think the ideas are closer than they've ever been.
I do, too.
I do, too. Especially with the thought process and the outright leftist liberalism of Bernie Sanders. I think that type of in-your-face... Because I don't know that people really realize the impact that Bernie Sanders has had in his lifetime. Because, like, do we really believe that Joe Biden would be as liberal as he is if Bernie Sanders hadn't literally made him
that liberal? Yeah, he's had to. He's had to change.
Because that's what happened. And the same thing happened to Hillary Clinton, right?
Well, I
same thing.
When Joe Biden ran the first time, he would have been almost considered a Republican.
Yeah.
Because when he ran, I think, I say first time, I think when with...
4 years ago.
Yeah, with Obama.
Yeah.
But
Obama would even have been seen as a conservative.
Yeah. Well, because when we think of Democrat or liberal.
16 years ago? 12 years ago?
It's slowly going more and more and more that way.
Yeah. Because when Obama started, he was like, yeah, I believe in traditional marriage.
Yeah.
And then at the end of his.
We see what it turned into.
Exactly. And then at the end of his thing, he's like, yeah, everybody can get married. You want to marry your dog? Do it. You know, like that's literally what it came to.
Sure.
So I feel like we're slowly creeping towards that, and I think it's solely because of people like Bernie Sanders,
right,
who are so defiantly against any sort of traditional view on moralism and things like that.
Well, and I think that's why we fight so hard for freedom of religion, not just for us,
but
right?
everyone.
Not just for Baptists or Christians or whoever, but for Muslims and everyone.
And the Jews
right?
and people like that.
Yeah. Because if you tell them they can't meet,
then they can tell us.
Exactly.
Meet.
They can tell the same thing. That's why we all fight together.
It's like, do y'all remember when they were trying to build that mosque in, where were they trying to build it? Was it New York?
I think so. Was it where they were trying to build it next to the Twin Towers or something?
Yeah, something like that. And they were like, oh, that's a thing. Which, on that side of it, that kind of makes sense. But you can't tell them they can't build it. Because the moment that you tell them they can't build it, they can tell anyone in that city that they can't build a church anywhere.
Yeah.
Now, would I build a mosque next to the Twin Towers place? Probably not. But, you know, like, you start running into this idea of you
problems.
Can't prohibit. You can't do it. Because the moment you do it, you've automatically given them the free reign. But, we did it there. We're going to do it here.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you get people fighting in the streets and people going to jail and stuff.
Isn't that true, though? I mean, I don't think people really realize what would happen if they were like, you can't. You can worship this. You know.
Right, but that's how a lot of us think, though, right?
Sure.
Like, I mean, a lot of us are like, well, as long as it's Christian, we're good. And it's like, no, we're not good, okay? Like our religion has never been one to force it on anyone, you know?
Right.
And that's what you're doing if you're saying, hey, don't be a Muslim or anything, okay? As long as you're Christian, you're good. But once you start being a Muslim, you're not good. It's like, no, don't do that, right? And that's not even in a spiritual sense. Right? Like, we're just talking in, like, a legal, practical sense.
Right.
Now, you can't tell people what they can and can't do. If they want to worship their statue in their living room, they have the
right.
What do they call it? The unalienable rights of people?
Yeah.
That's one of their unalienable rights. Like, you can't take that away from them. But the more and more that that people like Bernie Sanders run, the more liberal the people become.
Yeah.
And we haven't had a president like that yet. But it might be coming. I'm not saying this year.
Eventually, probably.
Because I think Donald Trump is going to win again this year by a fairly large margin.
Sure.
But the next one, don't know. I don't know.
Right. So maybe let's end on that note, because we didn't mention that. And that's a pretty important news story in this past week. Is the presidential race. So it sort of has fallen off a little bit.
Yeah.
Because of the whole COVID-19 pandemic, it's sort of fallen further and further in the news because nothing's really changed. But something pretty big happened this past week, right? Bernie Sanders did step down and say he's not campaigning anymore, which we talked about this a little bit last week, but that doesn't mean that his name is off the ballot, right? That just means he's not spending money continuing to campaign. So I feel like that's a pretty important and ginormous news story. Now, I think he basically decided he wasn't going to campaign anymore because he's so far behind.
Yeah, he's unrealistically behind.
In delegates, right. But what we didn't know at that time when he stepped down was that now there's a sexual assault allegation against Joe Biden. It's like the Democrats are just beating each other up at this point. And it's like, well,
maybe if we beat each other to death, we'll beat Donald Trump.
And it's as if Trump is just over there and he's like, oh.
He's just laughing at him.
And people are like, well, nobody's holding rallies right now, but I guarantee you know who is holding rallies? Donald Trump. And he's holding them in these coronavirus briefings.
Yeah.
Almost every night. I don't know if I haven't watched the past couple, but almost every night.
Yeah.
And it's like that guy right there is holding rallies in and of itself.
And he's not even talking about his own race. And I'm like, dude, you're killing it right now. Just keep doing what you're doing. Well, and but the thing that gets me about Bernie Sanders, and I don't like Bernie Sanders, I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't know if he's a good person or not or whatever. Everything he says isn't, but I'm not. No, heavens no. Okay. So I'm not a huge fan of Bernie Sanders, but what just grinds my gears about it is that he still wants to collect votes. You know, like he's not paying for a campaign, but he's also not going to give up all the votes that he's earned. Like, he's going to drag this whole Democratic thing to the very end. And Joe Biden will win, but he's just dragging it.
Yeah, he will.
It's like Joe Biden is having to pull all of his electoral votes all the way to the finish line. And Bernie Sanders will get more.
I wonder.
He won't win, but he'll get more.
Yeah. I wonder if you're going to see some Democrats vote Republican.
They did last year.
Just because of all this stuff. They're going to be like, there's not really anybody, so we're going to...
Yeah, it's one of those circumstances where it's like, well, I'll vote for the lesser of two evils here, which is what a lot of people did last year.
Which is crazy. It's crazy that it's like, who are we going to...
But have y'all seen those videos of Joe Biden lately?
No.
You need to Google it. They're pretty hilarious. Because he doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, it's literally a video of him getting on TV to be seen. mm-hmm. and they ask him critical question that he's not prepared for, and he's literally got a handout here asking for a paper, and there's no paper, because that's not how life works. When someone asks you a question that you're not prepared for, there's not an intern around that's like, oh, I thought of every possible question. Here's that paper. And he's like, and it's hilarious. You need to look at it.
I haven't seen it.
But I agree with you. I think that, and again, I've been really impressed with the president in how presidential he's been. It's weird. Like, he's not talking about his own campaign. He's not talking about running for president. He's just trying to deal with what's in front of him. Has he handled it perfectly? No, but
no, of course not.
No one would have.
Yeah. I mean,
right.
And then, as you said, this whole sexual assault case against Joe Biden, which I don't know if y'all looked into it at all.
I have not.
But the tweets, so the tweets from the New York Times are getting a lot of hate. So
I did see that.
So they published it. They published the story because they want the views, and then quickly defended against their own story. Okay? So they were basically like, okay, so this is the allegation, okay? But there's no other proof of this.
Oh, my gosh.
No one else has come forward about this. You know, some people have said some of his, some of the way that he lives is weird, but they've never said he's done anything or whatever. And it was two tweets long, like, of bullet points defending Joe Biden. And I'm just sitting there going, okay, okay. So we live in a world where if you're accused of this type of thing, you're done.
Yeah.
Right? But obviously not if you're running against Donald Trump in the presidential election.
No.
Because if this had come out against Trump, oh my gosh. I mean, I
the world would be.
I mean, technically, it has come out against him already.
It would just
But I think it gets blown up.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But my phone isn't blowing up over Joe Biden. It's
no, they're going to sweep it under the rug.
It's because the whole thing is so. It's hey, we can't worry about this woman who claims to have been sexually assaulted because we need to get Donald Trump out of the president's office. It's like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Like, come on, you know? But anyway, yeah. That's the world we live in.
It is.
And
It is.
I don't feel bad for Joe Biden, though. And what's weird is that Donald Trump will get up. I don't know if you heard him last week, but he's like, yeah, so, and I'm going to really fight not to impersonate him because I love impersonating the guy. But he was like, you know, Obama hasn't come out and endorsed him, which is true. And he's like, I think there's something that people don't know about Joe Biden. He's like, I may know it, but y'all don't know it yet. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
What does he know?
What does he know? And then this comes out, and you're like, he probably knew about that.
He probably did. Well, I know that they had a,
Because Trump's the type of guy that in the middle of the debate, no matter what they're talking about, is like, hey, do you know so-and-so, that person you sexually assaulted? Like, that's something Trump would do in the middle of a debate.
He would.
And then Joe Biden would be like, what's my name? You know, like, literally, that's what would.
What?
That's what would happen. So.
What was funny is last week in one of the briefings, somebody asked him if he was going to pardon Joe Exotic.
Oh, my gosh. They did ask him. You know, Jenna, do you know anything
about
Joe Exotic?
You haven't seen Tiger King, have you?
I've heard his name. I know it's
ridiculous.
I will never watch the show.
Okay.
But
so basically the premise of the show is that there's this guy named Joe Exotic, and he owns like over 200 tigers.
Okay.
And he lets people in to see them. Okay. And he makes a lot of money. Okay. Mm. Obviously, when you watch the show, he doesn't make a lot of money. And he's dumb. Like he gets way over his head and now he's in jail. And so this reporter asked Donald Trump if he would pardon Joe Exotic. Now Donald Trump doesn't know who Joe Exotic is. So he's like, Joe Exotic, who is that? And so he describes him to Trump, and then Trump goes, okay, I think I've heard of this person. And then apparently Donald Trump's son had tweeted that, hey, I'm gonna talk to my dad and see if I can get this guy pardoned. As a joke. Like, I'm sure it was a joke and not real. And so they asked him, and he's like, I have no idea. And then Donald Trump looks at the reporter and goes, well, do you think he did it? And the guy goes, I'm a reporter. I'm not biased. And he goes, that's true. And then Donald Trump goes, anybody else? Anybody else think he did it? In the middle of this COVID briefing. And then he goes, I'll look into it, okay? I'll look into it. Because you know how Trump is. He's like, okay, I'll just look into it. Which nothing will ever.
No.
Nothing will ever come out of it. But you know who needs to be investigated? Carol Baskin. But that's all I'm saying. That
oh
is all.
Well, there's that. So just so y'all know, it doesn't matter.
Is that
matter
the other person on there?
Yeah. Yes. It's the person who hates him. Like, so he's in jail because he...
Don't ruin the show for people.
She's not going to watch it.
She may not, but people watching may. Or listening may.
I'm ruin it. It's been out for so long. It's been out for like 2 or 3 weeks. Okay. So basically, he got charged with paying someone to kill her.
Yes.
Okay. Now, he claims it didn't happen. Totally happened, but he claims that it didn't happen.
Money
okay?
was transferred,
and it was. And so Carol Baskin is this girl who's been fighting against him because he's abusing tigers because he's letting people touch him and play with him and all this stuff. And he's like, no, it's the experience. You know, he's crazy. Okay. And so he's in jail for that. And he claims that he didn't threaten to kill her or whatever. But on her side of it, though, her husband mysteriously disappeared one day. And the claim is that she fed him to the tigers. But so, yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
I think she did that, too.
So just so you know,
as of
this morning, GMA anchor George Stephanopoulos has tested positive for COVID-19.
That name sounds familiar. Why do I know
Stephanopoulos?
Because
he's an anchor on Good Morning America. I'm sure.
Oh, I bet I'd know his face if I saw him.
He's fairly popular. He's asymptomatic, though. Says he's feeling great. That just came out a couple minutes ago.
Most people are.
Feeling great.
Okay, so let me ask this question. Are we done?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask this last question.
Okay.
Do you think it's a good idea, and Jenna, I know you don't really care about this, but I want your opinion anyway.
Okay.
Do you think it's possible for sports to start?
Like when do you mean start? Like
probably soon? In the summer. I'd say in late May, June.
I mean, maybe if they can, money-wise, yes, because they need to survive.
Well, of course, but yeah.
People-wise, I don't know, because it's going to be hard to practice some sort of social distancing inside an arena.
Okay.
So should they start?
So in basketball, they're like 6 feet apart, like.
Sure. Right. How do you even do that?
Steph Curry's just shooting from the 3-point line.
So do I think it's possible? Yes. Should it happen? Probably not. Maybe without fans.
That's the first thing I thought of. Maybe if, like, because I know this is really random, but like I know like WrestleMania this year, they still did it and they still put it on or they filmed it. But just with no fans. There's nobody in the arena.
Yeah.
They all had to put on their personas and fight with nobody in the arena.
Which is weird.
Think how awkward that would be.
And I'm sure they lose money still that way, but...
Sure.
I don't know that they do, though.
Because if, like, 5 or 6 times the people are watching at home than usual, they're probably making a ton of ad revenue off of that. Does that make sense?
Probably so.
So, is it realistic, though, that we can have sporting events without people in the stadiums and in the courts?
I think
you think so?
I think so.
I think so, too.
I think you could do it.
Because if you tell me right now that my NFL season's not happening after the year my team had last year, I'm going to be so irate.
And they would never do that. There'd be no way they'd skip it.
That's the thing, though. It's if the NFL was like, well, the Titans probably had one of their greatest years ever, and the next year, no football. How about that? And I'd be like, I'd be so mad. Oh, I'd be so mad. You have no idea.
No way, no way.
I think it's going to happen, though. I think so.
Especially by that time.
Number one, there's too much money in it, right? Number two, people love it. Like, they die. Like, they live it. Like, could you imagine the Georgia fans that were around if Georgia didn't play? Like, what would they do with their Saturdays? Would they be in church on Sunday? Oh, whammy.
Wow.
Ooh. This is kind of unrelated, but I just think it's funny that, I love going to concerts.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've purchased several different tickets for different concerts this year. And I was supposed to go to one this month, but it got rescheduled for September.
Mm-hmm.
But I have tickets for, like, the Def Leppard, Motley Crue concert in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like June 18th or something. Mm. So this whole time I've been like, they're going to cancel it. They're going to move it. Something's going to happen. And I just think it's really funny. And I guess Motley Crue's just really stubborn because one of them posted the other day. He's like, nope, Florida concerts are still on.
We're happening, and I'm like, baby.
Yeah. I will still go. I don't care.
Yeah.
So
I think they're going to happen. I think there's too much. We love entertainment.
I really think by June... things are going to be open again, things are going to be happening.
Yeah.
There's too much money in it.
Regardless if it's safe or not, I think things are going
to
be happening.
What's one thing for the NCAA to be like, we're not going to do the tournament? And it's a whole different thing for the NFL, because the NFL is the most popular sport in America, and they've got billions and billions of dollars behind them, and they've pretty much done what they wanted to do this whole time anyway.
Yeah.
So
they're
going to do it. They're going
to
do it.
Alrighty, anything else to add? Are we
no,
we good to go.
No,
well, we are.
I'm glad we were. Sorry, I'm glad we've talked about some more stuff.
Yeah,
because when we send out the email, just to be transparent with people,
wow,
a lot on that
just
email.
Wreck me for that.
No, that's not on you. No, right. I was in front of you whenever you sent the email.
Way to end
and
it.
And I was like, there's really not much to talk about. But when you start thinking about it,
when you're in the middle of it,
the grasshopper really helped.
It did really help. It's here somewhere.
I still don't know where it is.
It might be on wheel.
It could be. I will scream. So we are For the Word, For the Truth, and For the Church. As always, thanks again. Also, though, thanks to this guy sitting up here behind this TV, our media director, who it's the first time we've ever had like a live audience here, and he's over here like telling me not to mention his name.
Yeah, I know.
That's just who he is, but I'm going to continue to mention his name. So he's doing a great job back there. But we are For the Word, For the Truth, and For the Church. Thanks again for listening to the Pastor and Intern podcast.